It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. One of the great joys of this job, if you can call it a job, is the ability to talk with growers from big operations and small ones who produce every crop imaginable. And one thing I hear from all of you these days is that you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants can help you do just that by extending the life of your equipment and helping you avoid costly breakdowns when you can ill afford them. From Mystic's JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to the Mystic JT6 greases to the JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and to maybe take some of the pressures off your shoulders whenever possible, producers. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. Oh, you know how to spell it, but let me help you. That's mysticlubes.com. First this morning from This Week in Agribusiness, that corn market shocker in yesterday's government report. As the USDA is predicting a bigger corn crop than they estimated a month ago, will mean larger supplies of corn for the world, and it'll mean a lower season average price for the U.S. grower. USDA dropped that price by 10 cents a bushel down to $3.50 a bushel. Record high corn yields now predicted for Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana, along with Nebraska, South Dakota, and Ohio, drove that crop size higher. And the government also boosted its soybean estimate with a per bushel soybean yield average of 52.8 nationwide. That's the highest ever. Across our screen this morning, a list of the states with the greatest saturation of McDonald's restaurants. And of the top 10 states for the most Mickey D's per 100,000 residents, six of the 10 are here in the heartland. Now, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Kentucky lead the top 10, with Michigan and Ohio rounding out the top five. Then you have Indiana, Oklahoma, Illinois, Hawaii, and Wisconsin making that top 10 for McDonald's restaurants per 100,000 residents. And the states where it's hardest to find the golden arches? Rhode Island, New Jersey, and New York. Hey, if you haven't yet worked in that vacation, need to get away, Mackinac Island's most extravagant hotel is offering a little bit of a discount. The Grand Hotel has released its Pure Michigan package for fall. Available weekend date starting September 29th. Double occupancy rooms begin at $235 per person. They tell me that's a discount. We need a laugh now and then. And from Chicago this morning, there's news that the city's most infamous towing company has had its license revoked by the state of Illinois. It's only taken 50 years. The late songwriter Stevie Goodman, back in the early 70s, wrote and sang that song, Lincoln Park Pirates, about the Lincoln Towing Company. In his lyric, he sang, "We plunder the streets of your town. Be it Edsel or Chevy, there's no car too heavy, and no one can make it shut down." We'll see. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.